Happy New Year, beauty. Can you hear those church bells ringing in the background? I thought they would be the perfect soundtrack for this sexy money ritual video for level 2 of the priestess cycle. So it's so beautiful that our second month together is the start of the new year, 2016. And it's perfect because I find that this is the great time to start to act on some of the things that you've been thinking about all of 2015. And what December gave you were quite a few background mechanisms for your business so that you could spring into action come January 1st. So I'd like to do two things to encourage you to get into your sexy and into your intuition and your priestess mode for January. So the first thing that I recommend is doing a success map of 2015. With the success map, you'll go ahead and write down any changes that happened in 2015. And then you'll go ahead and chart the fears you had before you made that change, some of the challenges you experienced from that change, the lessons you learned from that change, and then what's next. So, and not just any change, like a successful change in your life, something that happened successfully. And just write it out and kind of map it out. And I find that it helps to build on those successes instead of just kind of like everybody thinks that you can leap from $50,000 a year to $500,000 a year. But there's like steps that you take that you build upon from step to step. So the success map will really help you see where you went right in 2015 and how you can build upon that success. And I'd also like you to do a little bit of sexy homework. And for this month and for next month, I'm going to encourage you to do a little sexy sacred self-care and find the things that will make you feel good and kind of incorporate them into your sexy money rituals. So some of my favorite sacred self-care tools are massage, acupuncture, foam rolling if you can't do massage, clean eating, movement, stretching, pull my rings at my apartment. And so I'd like you to make a commitment to some form of sacred self-care. If possible, I'd like you to make a commitment to it on a weekly basis. Clean eating is also a really great form of self-care. Even if it's just cutting out one thing that might be toxic for you. For me, it was drinking alcohol of any form, even wine and champagne. And so I've decided to take a break from all of those things because I was noticing that I was really exhausted after doing them. So what is it for you that you could, what's some kind of way that you can take care of your body? Because when you take care of yourself, you're taking care of your business. So find your sacred self-care, incorporate it into your schedule for January and February. Put it on the calendar. I firmly believe if it's not on your calendar, it's not happening. And that's it for your sexy money priestess practices for January and level 2 of the priestess cycle. And join me on the next video where we talk about pleasurable product creation and testing. I'll talk to you soon.